Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Tzadi Hey. We're on the last line of page Resh Samach Aleph, about to turn on to page 522. Siman Shin Tzadi Hey is Dine Birkas Eruv, the halachos of the bracha on the Eruv. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, mitzvah lachsor achar shitufei mavuos. There is a mitzvah to go after and to try to have a shitufei mavuos. Umavarich olav al mitzvahs Eruv. The bracha on the shituf is al mitzvahs Eruv. Va'omer, and you say afterwards, b'zeh ha-shituf, with this shituf, Yihiya mutter l'chol b'nei ha-mavui, it should be permissible for all the members of the mavui, l'hotziu l'hachnes mechatzeros l'mavui, to take out and to take in from the chatzeros to the mavui, the Ramah adds on, u'mehem la'batim, and from them to the houses, b'shabbos, on Shabbos. Emosai mevarech olav, when do we make this bracha? B'shoh she'mekabetz osom b'bnei ha-mavui, at the time that we gather the food from the members of the mavui, o b'shoh she'mezakelhem, or at the time that one person is mezakel the food on behalf of everybody. The Ramah says, v'im govu osom l'shem eruv v'shachachu v'lo birchu olav. If you collected the food for the eruv, but you forgot to make the bracha, have a eruv. The eruv is good. Ki eina bracha ma'akeves. The bracha on the eruv is not ma'akev, like all other birchas ha-mitzvos that are not ma'akev. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, mitzvah lachzor. The reason why it's a mitzvah to go after a shituf of the mavui, pen yishkechu, because you might forget, v'yavo lidei isra tiltul, and you'll come to carry. Therefore, there is an inyan to try to make a shituf mavuo, so nobody will carry by mistake without an eruv or a shituf. Sekotan beis, the bracha is al mitzas eruv, shigam al shituf shayach shem eruv, because even though we're talking about a shituf of the mavui, it is still shayach on a shituf, the lashon of an eruv. And the reason is, shemo raven umushutafim kolach atzeru shem mavui biyachad. What a shituf does is it mixes together and joins as partners all the courtyards of the mavui as one. Sivkotan gimel the Ramah added on umehem labatim. After the Mechaber said that we say the shituf allows the chatzeros to carry to the mavui and the mavui to the chatzeros, the Ramah added on and from them to the batim. Rotzalomer means the same in amavuos vachatzeros labatim. From the mavuos and the chatzeros to the batim. The after hocha ari b'shitufei mavuos l'chod. Even though we're discussing over here shitufei mavuos, which is joining together the chatzeros of the mavui. It's not addressing the houses. Mikol makom still hamavur b'simin shin pei zayin. We learned in shin pei zayin the som chenal shita b'makom eruv that you can rely on the shita from the place of an eruv. Va'ayri Ramah both and zen. The Ramah is discussing such a case where we're relying on the shita to also be the mavui, to also be the eruv. Meaning, if the shituf is made out of bread, so we learned earlier that that can count also as an eruv. The ayin la'el b'sof simin shin samach vav and mishabura she'taknu hanusach hanog lomar. Look earlier in shin samach vav where we discussed the correct nusach that should be said. Sifkatan dala the bracha we said is made b'shoshim akabitz. Ayin la'el b'simin shin samach vav and mishabura sifkatan pei pei aleph pei beis v'shat gam kein lakan. Whatever we discussed regarding the bracha of the eruv chatzeros would apply over here as well by the shituf of the mavui. Sivkatan hey, the Ramah said if you didn't make a bracha, the eruv is still chal. Hu adin afilu lo amru olav gam kein anusach shel b'zeh ha-shituf anal. Not only if you don't make the bracha is the shituf still good, even if you don't say the expression the Mechaber taught us of b'zeh ha-shituf, also the shituf will be good. And that concludes Siman Shin Tzadi Hey and the halachos of the eruv chatzeros and the shitufei mavuos. And now we move on to a whole new topic, and that is Hilchos Tchumen, beginning with Siman Shin Tzadi Vav. Shin Tzadi Vav is Din Arba Amos Sheyesh L'chol Adam Meshabbos. We know that Tchum Shabbos is that a person is only allowed to walk up to 2,000 Amos in all directions from where he started Shabbos. That's a Tchum Shabbos. But we're discussing the Siman that every person has an area of 4 Amos. So says the Mechaber, the Pasuk says in the Torah, Shavu Ish Tachtov, that Moshe Rabbeinu said that when they were going to collect the money, that everyone should stay in their place. Mikan shekol adam yesh lo arba amos b'chol makom. From here we learn that every person has 4 amos in all places. Afilu yotzeh chutz latchum. Even one who goes outside the tchum, he still has an area that he can walk of 4 amos. Umodidin l'chol adam ba'amos shelo. we measure the four amos with the size of the amma of the arm of each individual person. But if he's a person who is a midget in his limbs, he has very short arms, as we'll see. We give him the four amos of an average-sized person, where the amma of an average person is going to be six tvachim. The Ramah says, Ve'elu arba amos modedin lo meruvachos. These four amos we measure with meruvachos, wider amos. V'hu be'emtzon. We're going to see these two words. The Mishnah is going to tell us they don't belong over here. They belong later. V'yesh omrim. There are those who say, Demutr l'halech arba amos l'chotzad. Some say that you're actually allowed to walk four amos in each direction. Avalataltal ein lo rak arba amos imalachsom. But when it comes to carrying, so then you only have four amos with the diagonal. Commotion is bar l'el simen shimem tes, like we learned earlier in shimem tes. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Shavu ish tachtov, mikan, pirish diksiv tachtov. It says everyone should stay tachtov, meaning kit tachtov, like under a person, and the gufo of a person is shalosh amos. The body of a person is three amos, the amma kadei lifshad yodav araglav, and an extra amma so he can spread out his hands and feet. So therefore a person gets four amos, kemavur besimin shimem tes, ayin shama Mishnah Berurah. Ach, the Sham Mairi L'inyan Tiltul Eza Chefetz B'Shasarabim. There we were discussing the four amos that you get to carry an item in the Rish Sarabim. V'hacha Mairi L'inyan Yotza Chutz L'Tchum. Here we're discussing a person that went outside the Tchum. T'yeshlo Rishus L'Halech Arba Amos. Even though he went outside the Tchum, he still has an area of four amos that he can walk, and that is learnt out from the Pasuk of Shavu Ish Tachtav. Sivkatan Beis Afilu Yatsa, even if he went outside of the Tchum, Sharei Moshe Omer Zel Osan Shiyatsu Chutz LaTchum. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking with this pasuk to the people who went outside the Tchum, and he said, Shavu Ish Tachtav. Sivkatan Gimel, we measure the four amos ba'amos shelo ayin le'el shin mem tes meshavur Sivkatan Gimel. Sivkatan Dalad, we said, if he's a nanas be'evarav ratzalomer, it means to say, Shagufo Beinoni, his body could be average size, uzro o kotzer, but his arms are short. So the same way we discussed over there, when you're measuring four amos, it goes by the four amos of that individual person, but if the person has a regular sized body, but his arms are shorter, so then we give him the size of four amos from an average sized person with average sized arms. Sivkatan, hey, ve'elu arba amos, we said we measure them uruvachos. Rotzalomer means to say, Bein kishemodidin l'chol adam ba'amashalo, whether we're measuring for a regular sized person with his own amma, u bein kishemodidin arba amos beinonio, so whether we're talking about a person who has short arms, and we're measuring his four amos with an average arm of an average sized person, those amos are going to be meruvachos, sivkot and vav. Rotzalomish you modedin oso berevach lo betzimtzum. They're going to be measured as wider amos and not exacting amos. The Sharon Tzion tells us that over a span of four amos, it will be an extra 2 fingers, because there's an extra half a finger in a wider amma than a regular amma. So over here, when we have 4 wider amos, it's 4 regular amos plus 2 fingers. Vedai, you should know, the arba amos nosim lo merubos le'ever panav shurot zalelech. The 4 amos that we give him are a square facing in the direction in which he is going. So having it a square means not only can he walk 4 amos, but he can even walk on the diagonal of the square, which, as we know, adds up to a measurement of 5 amos and 3/5 of an amma. That is, the diagonal of a 4x4 square is going to be 5 amos and 3/5 of an amma. Sivkatan Zayin, the more lenient shita of the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, said that you're allowed to walk 4 amos to all directions. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, V'hu be'em tzon is a toh sofer, because the way the Ramah wrote it was that we give him 4 amos meruvachos, and he's in the middle, which doesn't make sense. So rather, those words, v'hu be'em tzon, goes at the end of the next line, as we're going to see shortly. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Zayin, V'hu be'emtzon toh sofer over here. It's a mistake over here. V'tzarech lichtov zeh achar tevas l'chol tzad. And it should be written after the words l'chol tzad, k'mo she'nevar l'kamei, like we'll see shortly. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, this is going on the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, that you're allowed to walk 4 amos in all directions. Diladeya Rishona ein lo rak arba amos lo osa ruach shabirir. According to the first opinion, which is more machmir, he only can go 4 directions, four amos in the direction that he chose. V'imber l'makom echad, if he chose one direction, einu yochol lachzor v'liver b'makom acher, he can't then go back and choose in a different direction. Uladei azu, but according to this second shita, which is more lenient, the Yesh Omrim, yesh lo arba amos l'chol tzad svivosav, he has actually four amos that he can walk in all directions from where he is. Dahainu shmona al shmona. So according to this opinion, it ends up that he can walk over an area of 8 amos by 8 amos. Sifkotan tes l'chol tzad v'hu be'emtson. This is the proper girsa that the Mishabura is telling us should be in the Ramah. That on the Yesh Omrim that says that you're allowed to walk 4 amos in all directions, you add on v'hu be'emtson, kach tzarech lomar. V'rotz lomar, what it means to say is, mimokom shu omed yesh l'chol tzad arba amos. From the place where he is standing, he has in all directions 4 amos. He doesn't have to choose which way he wants to go. V'nimtza du shmona al shmona. It turns out that it's 8 amos by 8 amos with Kamosha Kasadin, like we just wrote before. V'ayim b'li rabbi shakosa di yishlismo chadei azu l'maisa. The rabbi writes that you can rely on this shita halach l'maisa. Now that's all talking about this 8 amos by 8 amos, and the Yesh Omrim is dafka when it comes to walking, when it comes to tchum, but when it comes to tiltul, we said that we're more machmir. Says the Mishabruas of Katan Yud, Ratzalomer means to say, the Yesh Omrim hazeh, this Yesh Omrim, pligi raka hiluch, he only argues on walking, aval inyan tiltul, but in terms of carrying, kuli al mamodu, everyone agrees, the ein mutter rak ad arba amos in malachson, you can only walk 4 amos with the diagonal. The ein leel basimin shin memtes, the those and arba amos shebirlo, those 4 amos that he chose, lokuli amamutu lotalta baalachsonan afsha ola yoser mechamish amos, everyone agrees he can walk on the diagonal of the 4 amos, which will take him more than 5 amos. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, b'chol mokom shekodash olav hayom, any place where a person is standing when Shabbos starts, im hu mukaf ladira, if he's in an area that is surrounded and it was built to be surrounded for dwelling purposes, afilu ein bo ata dayorin, even if nobody is living there now, but it was built for living purposes, choshev kulo ka'arba amos, the whole area, the whole enclosure is considered his 4 amos, and you will have from the outside of that area plus 2,000 amos in all directions for his tchum. That's all if it was mukaf ladira. V'im ein mukaf ladira, but if he's surrounded by an area that has walls, but it was not walled for dira purposes, so then it depends. Atza sayim choshev kulu ka'arba amos. If it's up to and including a beis asayim, then it's considered like his 4 amos, and it'll have the whole area plus 2,000 amos. Va'afilu shavas b'tel gavoa. Even if he started Shabbos on a mound that was high, ubikama katsura, or in a area of grains that were harvested, v'shibolim akifo soso, and there are still stalks that surround the area that he's in, chashivi ka'arba amos atzasayim. Those are two examples, the tel and the shibolim akifo soso. Those are two areas that are considered lohukaf ladira, and therefore it's considered your arba amos up to an area of a beis asayim. Sivkotan yud aleph, if it's mukaf ladira, kigon sheshavas bi'ir. For example, a person started Shabbos in a city, o sha'ar mokum shuk ofadira, or any other area that was surrounded for dwelling, so then the whole area is considered as his 4 amos. If katan yudeis afilu embo ata dior, even if no one's living there now, kigon shenechrava midayoreha, for example, it got destroyed from the dwellers, meaning no one lives there anymore, avol chomasa kayames, but the walls are still standing, so then you have the whole area as your dalet amos. If katan yudgimol afilu oso mokum gadol kantuchya, even if that area is so large like the big city of Antuchia, it's still considered like his dalet amos, umona alpayim amam chutz osu amokum, and we will measure the 2,000 amos of his tchum from the outside of that city, because the whole city is considered his dalet amos. If it's not hukaf adira, he only has until a beis asayim to count the whole area as his dalet amos, if cutting a dalet. V'im hoya hekav yosir meis asayim, but if the area surrounding him that was not hukaf adira is more than a beis asayim, ein lo ela alpayim amol kol ruach mimakom arba amos shu omid ba be'esh kiddush hayom, then he will only have 2,000 amos beyond the 4 amos where he was when Shabbos started, because we will not view the whole area that's larger than a beis asayim that was not hukaf ladira as his dalet amos. So he'll only have his physical dalet amos plus 2,000 amos of his tchum in all directions. Sivkotan tesvav, areas that were examples of lo hukaf ladira, that if you're less than a beis asayim, the whole area is considered like your dalet amos. Number one was a tel gavoha, asar tfachim, a mound that was 10 tfachim high, v'huadim b'shibolim, and the same same case by the stalks, it has to be the stalks are 10 tefachim high. So he has the stalks that are standing and surrounding the area that he's in. He left boundaries around the outside and he didn't harvest that area. It has to be that if he wants to rely on the shibolim to be his wall, it has to be he tied them together. The inyan in such a way, she'ein ruach mutsuya menida oson, so that a regular wind will not blow them. Shekol mechitza she'ruach menida osa ein mechitza. Any wall, as we know, that gets blown by the wind is not considered mechitza. So if he harvested an area inside and left stalks around the outside, so that area, if it's less than a beis hasayim, since it was not hukaf ledira, it would be considered his daramos. But again, the wall has to be a real wall, so it has to be that the shibolim that are standing are tied together so they will not sway in the wind. These two cases are chashivi karbamos. The alpha gav dihi asuya me'eleha. Even though it really was made on its own, both the case of the shibolim that happened to be there and the mound that happened to be there, shma mechitza, it still gets the name of a mechitza, and it's going to be counted as his daramos as long as it's within the area of a beis hasayim. Vitel, and when it comes to the mound, alpha gav de'en l'loma leheka saviva. Even though if you look around from the top of the mound, you don't see any walls, mikomakom nechsha bechlal mechitza. It's still considered a mechitza, kevin shigavu asar tefachim, since the bottom of the mound is 10 tefachim high. We do view the walls on the side as if they go up, kidel el, besimin shin mem hei sebeiz, like we learned earlier in shin mem hei sebeiz. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem with simin shin sadi zayin tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.